Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2513. How We Began to Slash Our Budget by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How We Began to Slash Our Budget by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. I'm very lucky to have married a frugal man that knows how to save money. We met in 2010 when we were just 19 years old and had no clue on how to budget. We went through college together and he got to see all my bad spending habits, which I'm very glad that he did because I had a big spending problem that I tried to hide. I was fortunate enough that my parents were able to help me financially through college. I know that isn't the case for most. I was very blessed, and I still am. Without the help of my parents, I would have worked a lot more than I did, and I would not have been able to graduate early. My husband, on the other hand, had to work his way through college, and it made him appreciate the value of savings more than I did. When we got married the semester before we graduated, I had no idea what it meant to save money. My average checking account balance was below $100, and I ran that sucker all the way down to zero every 2 weeks, but I never overdrew my account. You would think since my parents were money savvy, mostly due to my banker mother, I would know my way around a ledger too, but I didn't pay attention when they went over that life lesson. I learned most everything about budgeting with my husband. It was a huge learning curve. When we moved away from the college world into a bigger city, we dabbled in Dave Ramsey books at the recommendation of my uncle. We don't follow the Dave Ramsey plan at all, but we did take away some great lessons and we found out a lot on our own. Here are some of the ways that we cut our bad spending habits and saved almost $1,000 every month. The thrill of looking at how much money we were able to save made all of this worth it. Number one, we cut out cable. We were very spoiled until we moved to the city because cable was included in our rent. We had cable for a while, but soon ended our contract because it was way too outrageous to pay an extra $100 every month just so I could watch HGTV and Food Network. We switched to Rabbit Ears and Netflix. We got the basic local channels and all we could binge watch TV for $8 a month. Living in Tornado Alley, the Rabbit Ears were a must, even if they are super ugly. When we made that cut, we really had to ask ourselves, do we really watch that much TV? The answer was no, and it was gone. Number two, we switched cell phone providers before it was cool. Yes, back in early 2013, we switched to a cheaper plan. This is before all the "we will give you $300 to switch" started. Now, every other commercial on our local channels is from a cell phone provider. We were both still on our parents' cell phone plans, and what we were paying them separately each month was more expensive than getting a joint plan together. We pay about $100 a month right now for a really great plan. This meant about $50 in savings every month. Number three, we purchased a more efficient car. You might be thinking, you bought a car to save money? I'm out of here. But wait, I traded in my gas-guzzling VW and bought a very fuel-efficient Nissan. I commuted, and still do, about 15 miles each way to work. While we now had a car payment, I was only filling up my tank with gas 2 to 3 times a month rather than 6. When gas was $3 a gallon, those savings added up, and they still do. My gas savings equal about $20 to $30 a month. I'm not saying you should go out and buy a new car just because it gets you 5 miles more per gallon. But yeah, if you drive a car that only gets 15 miles to the gallon, I would at least do some research on getting something more efficient. Bonus, we paid off the car in 3 years. Number 4, we learned that cash is king. I love using cash. Before, whenever I had cash, it would burn a hole straight through my wallet and into the till at the mall. But now, it's a more effective way for us to budget. I can physically see the money that we have left to spend for the month rather than looking at a number on my bank's app. Cash is tangible, and it's harder for me to let go of than running my magic swipey card through the register. We use a version of the Dave Ramsey envelope system that works best for us. It's a simple $1 accordion envelope thing from Walmart that has tabs that you can write on. Maybe the best dollar I've spent. We went from spending $1,600 on controllable expenses like groceries, shopping, eating out, etc., not bills, to just less than $1,000. It was amazing once we realized how much we were spending. Number 5, we called our providers. This is all my husband's doing and not my own. He calls all of our service providers, electric, cell phone, internet, etc., to see if he can get our bill lowered. He points out how much of a loyal customer we've been and that we have never made a late payment. We've switched to paperless statements before to get a discount. It's very easy to do and only takes a little bit of your time. Year to year, we save about $50 a month doing this. Number 6, we budget down to the last penny. The process is hard at first, but when you get the hang of looking at your entire paycheck down to the very last cent, you get to see exactly where all your money goes. We were shocked to see how much of our money was going to things we didn't need. It's hard to put a number on how much money we've saved by doing this, but it's definitely put spending in perspective. And number 7, I started couponing. I had never used a coupon in my life before I watched the Extreme Couponing Show. Never, ever. Once I started getting some things for free, I was hooked. It takes a lot of my time every week. It's almost like a part-time job, but the savings were tremendous. Our grocery bill went from $400 monthly to $200 monthly. I started to shop less and less for things that I didn't really need, like that new eyeshadow palette or a new pair of shoes that I won't even wear. I was putting energy and time into shopping for my husband and myself that I didn't even think about getting those unnecessary things. Couponing takes a lot of practice to get it right, but the savings are worth it. We now have a stockpile, but not an outrageous one that has 90 bags of croutons, that we can grab whatever we need from instead of running to the store for toothpaste and paying full price for it. I hope that some of these tips are helpful and get you to start thinking about the ways that you can slash your own budget. You just listened to the post titled, How We Began to Slash Our Budget by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been listening for a while, you know that there are seemingly endless ways to reduce your expenses, and they're all worth exploring if you're serious about optimizing your finances. I was recently on the Stacking Benjamin show, where we discussed finding balance between reducing expenses too much and saving too much. As someone who identifies as pretty frugal, you might assume I would say that there's no such thing as being too thrifty. But I think if you reduce your expenses to the point where it feels like deprivation and affects the quality of your life, you may have gone too far. The tricky part to figuring out that deprivation line is to examine why it feels like deprivation. The reason why is important, because we have to be aware that there are many cultural norms and consumerist conditioning that affect our beliefs around what we want and need. So for example, sometimes my friends poke fun at me for using an Android phone, as if I'm too cheap to spring for an iPhone. But the thing is, I used to use an iPhone during my corporate career. I had an iPhone for work and an Android for my personal phone. Without the influence from others that iPhones are somehow better, I simply didn't notice. The Android works fine for me and has never created feelings of deprivation. And as a bonus, it has also saved me money. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.